Что здесь найдем?
Nothing in particular. I just thought I'd have a change for a friend and some.
Great Tino, you saw on top of him and his. They're all messed up. Is that all you're going to say tonight?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
It's not happening.
Are you in touch with anybody besides yourself there? I can say you were touched by any man on
you. You said, are you in touch with anyone else but besides yourself?
Yes.
Well, that's God.
I how I like to hear your voice. Well, you don't use it very much when I'm around.
Well, you don't listen to me, you've got all these other interesting
things. What do you mean I don't listen to you? Of course I
do. Well, I know you do, but after all, you'd rather talk to Chopin, Frederick, and I feel
the there's no rather with me, dear.
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, a rather in this way, but of course I love him better than... Well,
come on out of it.
Well, what can I do? I'm supposed to be with him in all sorts of reincarnations. I can't get rid of him.
Oh, that's a nice compliment. What would you say if he turned around and said he couldn't get rid of you?
I could never give him the chance to say that. That's fly.
You are funny.
Who's around tonight, Ricky?
It may surprise you very much if I would say that I was wrong.
Now that's somebody said. No, it wouldn't surprise me at all, but the oral sounds are surprising. That's the beauty of it.
I'd like very much to have the pleasure and privilege, if I may, of calling you Rose, or yes, Rosa, which is very much like that.
It is, but who's speaking? I seem to recognize that voice.
Well, I would like to think that you recognize my voice. I have spoken to you before, and no doubt you have been listening to some of the recordings that have been made downstairs.
Yes, I know who that is.
Valentino.
Yes, Valentino.
I would like, if I may, have the pleasure of calling you Rosa. I may also come and speak to you occasionally.
Certainly.
Because I do feel that I perhaps have not the same word.
I know what you're going to say. You needn't bother about saying anything.
But that, in a way, makes it more attractive.
Of course it does.
Because I like to feel that I can speak to someone who does not know all good people.
That's
a pleasure to be able to speak to someone who is not so passionate.
Poor man. You must be quite tired.
Oh, it has been a great, a mixture of pleasure and at the same time embarrassment to me.
Yes.
But at the same time, I appreciate all the kindness and all the thoughts that have been sent to me. Not at all. It is love.
Can you tell me, Rudy, and I call you Rudy?
I wish you would.
Can you tell me why it is that you have such a strong hold on so many thousands of people? There must be a very deep meaning to this.
Well, shall we first of all discuss the obvious answer to that?
Yes.
And go on to what I like to feel is the real answer. And if the answer, shall I say, that I like to feel in myself is the real answer to
it. That's what I want.
Tremendous problem.
Yes.
In a kind of way, it is a problem. But you know, I like to feel that those people who remember me not just merely as a film actor, but somebody who contributed something to our lives, which perhaps a very drab and very lonely and unhappy. For a few moments I was able to pick up some little color, that's a little romance. That makes this, I suppose, this wonderful thing, so that one has the opportunity, or has had the opportunity, and the privilege of doing that. But more important still, I like to feel that in some way I was able to reach them, and perhaps, who knows, help them in various ways, not just only momentarily or materially, but perhaps because of their interest in me, they have, some of them don't even know, have thought for deeper meanings and deeper purposes behind life. And I know that this is so. My own life, growing up, was perhaps in the earthly point of view rather short, but in a short time, perhaps I myself was able to discover certain things which give to me great internal happiness, self-realization, and in turn, perhaps those who might know of these things, of my interest in spiritual things and psychic things, in turn have also sought for truth and have, through my instigation, indirectly discovered it. And I feel too that if I can attract and draw people to me, that I may be able to use my influence upon them for good, to help them to think and act differently to the ordinary material individual. No, I so feel I may have by my back.
Yes.
Do some service.
Of course you will. You have started already.
You see, I feel this my work on the earth, my screen work, my acting, in its work means has to end. I did not realize, obviously, at least at the time, to me it was a way of earning a living, and when I began to become more interested in my work, I became more sensible about it, I was more sensitive to it, I was more anxious to be a good artist. But I realized that in a kind of way it was an opportunity that was given to me to be able to project myself, my real inner true sense, and some people were able to respond to that. I think those people who remember me with kindness and consideration, those of the people who today still have great regard and affection for me, I feel that in some measure I have contributed something to their lives, not just momentarily, but perhaps not easily, and for a much longer period, and in some cases, like in many have sought for a greater depth of meaning. To many people were puzzled first by it is that they should be so attracted to me. At first, I suppose, with many, it was just a surface thing. The sort of romantic appeal, but once they got beyond that, it began to be more deeply, and they began to realize it was something to do with the soul, something to do with the spirit, something more tangible, something very real. Something not just on the surface is probably a first one. Then I have been able to infiltrate my thoughts to many people, and it was my desire very soon after I came here to find a medium. Of course, I had been through various mediums and communicated. There was one person that I communicated very regularly in America. And also I spoke to my wife on various occasions. But circumstances came about that it was impossible to continue. Besides, I was not happy. I was not particularly satisfied with mental mediumship or trance mediumship as this person was. I wanted something more tangible, more real, more dynamic. And I wanted to find an instrument to whom I could work and serve and help humanity. And when I have been tortured, and of course, since I have been here and I have had my eyes opened to wider vision and have been given deeper realization of truth, I realized that it was not just chance. And since that I was brought into contact with this person, with them, I realized after a time that there were links that had been forged the finch is the bow, and we were not unfamiliar one to the other. Indeed, I discovered that it had been from the brothers.
Brothers, yes.
And therefore this may disease talk up.
Twin brothers, right?
It's very possible, very practically twin brothers, but yes. Muslim brothers. But, you know, I look back on the years of studies. I have never, and this is one thing I have always vowed to myself, when I took over, if I can use that expression, that I would never force myself through the mediumship. In other words, I would allow mediumship to be used in the best possible way to help David soon.
Yes.
But I would never myself come to help speak. Only on occasions when I felt that it was perhaps a good thing, or perhaps a person concerned would be interested in my coming. Because you see, the image of myself, which to a great extent still persists in your world, was not an image that I myself sought for honor, or desired, or indeed it was created in myself almost against my will by publicity agent, and of course, you might also say that the people who saw my picture saw it in me in that way. In a sense, perhaps it didn't really exist, only in their own imagination. But I realized the type of feelings in which I came about my type of picture, all they need, and I'm grateful for that. I did not want, when I communicated, to be myself too much in the foreground. I was much happier being in the background, knowing that the work was being done, and that in a way I was instrumental in it being done, that I did not want ever to force my own self, my own personality, upon people. These people sought for me to come forward, and I knew that they were sincere in their approach to this subject, and that their approach towards me as an individual was not a foolish or silly one. And I was quite happy to come and to speak. Of course, there are exceptions. There are certain instances of which I don't think I wish to enter now, but there are individuals who have very strange ideas about me.
Oh, yes. I'd love
them. And I want them to learn.
Yes.
To appreciate the deeper implications.
Yes, of course.
I mean, but I will never deliberately, of course, say anything or do anything that would in any way hurt anybody, because I respect everybody's personal opinion, I respect everybody's personal approach, if you like, towards this subject and towards me as an individual. But I am pleased, particularly when faithful, intelligent people in their interest and their anxiety to know more of the truth can approach me as an intelligent human being and not in the attitude of mind as if I were, I believe in a way, I suppose, that although I never would like anyone to feel upset or hurt. You see, I realize that love has many interpretations, there are many kinds of love. And there may be some kinds of love that imitates perhaps are pure physical material in themselves that have no bearing on spiritual qualities or spiritual aspiration. But I would not say anything that would hurt anybody. But I would like to feel, and I am most grateful for all the love that has been said from the world of your world towards me, from every individual, no matter what their attitude might have been. But at the same time, it is, in a sense, true to say that the tremendous power of love that has constantly been sent out to me from innumerable people, from vast majority of those whom I have never met personally, in a sense, from this side, occasionally, has helped me tremendously. You know, I don't think people realize how important and how vital thoughts can be. And when those thoughts are carried on the wings of love, even if perhaps the wings and the sense themselves are rather weak, they have a very strong effect and they do reach the goal. Because I have been so greatly hit in the early time of my coming here by the immeasurable love of countless people who have just been so overwhelmed. And I felt how much I wanted to help in any way I could, any soul who was in need of any kind, but particularly those whose thought was great. And to feel that I have been partly responsible for helping innumerable people out of comfort, and you know, I have some at least found that comfort which I have asked, and have begun to feel a little more deeply, a little more sincerely within themselves, and the desire that they should in consequence do something about themselves. I like to feel that I've made some contribution in a practical way.
I'm sure you have.
People.
Yes. I'm sure you have.
By the instrument, as far as he is concerned,
yes.
I am very grateful for the great privilege which has been given to me to work with him. I suppose there is no such thing as an ideal instrument, and I would be the last person to decry or to say anything to suggest that, well, that I am not fully satisfied. But naturally, there is no such thing as a perfect instrument. After all instruments are human. And they are still in the world, and they are subject to all the conditioned world.
But he recognized as one of his not be final for you, my
dear. No,
I know.
I am more than grateful for the wonderful work which has been done, and the opportunities that have been given, and the wonderful leadership that has developed over the years. But I suppose that so many here, we ask perhaps not too much, but we hope for too much. You know, there are times when one feels the possibilities of communication are so tremendous. We feel in a way that we have only scratched the very surface. There is so much underneath, there is so much more to be brought out, and I like to feel that there are still opportunities there in which we can still unfold this mediation to a higher degree, and I am fully in accord with the other souls, of course, who are my friends, who come from time to time to speak to you and to others, and I'm hoping that in some way we shall be able to do other things.
I think that is their goal. And I'm sure this medium desires that too.
Well, you see, for a long time we have fulfilled the task and the ability we've been set up, and the medium has cooperated in as much as it has been used to do its work. And many instances of successful need. But we are longing, as you have been told, to reach a higher plane of thought, so that we can transmit, which we hope eventually can be published in a book, so that people can read it all over the world. Because there are many who have never had the opportunity to speak, so that we can talk to them at least. But if we can bring through our messages and our teachings and bring a new conception of this whole close, clean world, we feel that we should have achieved the ultimate, at least all that we can hope to achieve through this instrument. That is why we feel the coming years in our life can best apply to this work, to this effort, to reach the highest mental and spiritual plane that it is possible to reach, and transmit in this fashion, in this way, the messages from souls, and there are many of them, from different spheres, of great integrity, of great spiritual integrity, whose one motive and one desire is to bring to the world this truth in such a way that it will be not only a revelation, but it will be such an inspired work in itself, that it will become almost, by just saying it, a spiritual, I don't know if I can use the word Bible, but a spiritual handbook, if you like, of eternal progression for man. But we don't take from him all the fear in which he today dwells. In spite of all the terrible turmoil of your world, man can still find an internal, spiritual peace. And this eternal spiritual consciousness of the eternal plan, so that each and every soul can feel whatever the material life may bring, whatever conditions they may individually have to live by. They can have much strength, much fortitude, much courage, which only the truth can give them. Once we can unleash the inner world, this dynamic force, this dynamic vital truth, which is the very essence and basis of life, once we can unfair man from the many chains of ignorance that bind him, once we can open his heart and his eyes to this new truth in such a way that he will know without any qualms, any doubts, that it is so. Whatever the world may offer in the way of unhappiness, whatever the pace may be setting, you will have a inner strength, an inner realization that all is yet well, though the physical life may be troubled, though the heart may be heavy because of the material conditions under which you may live. Yet believe yourself, this inner peace, this inner realization, that in all things there is fundamental truth, fundamental good, even when he sees all about darkness, there is the inner light that glows, that gives him the courage and illumination to persevere toward and to overcome. Whatever he may suffer, whatever he may before him, yes, he will know by this truth, by that which we hold to dear, he will have that assurance beyond all shadow of doubt that life is continuous, life is continually active, that he is the life of the mind and the spirit that conquers all the outer things which in themselves are but the shadows. He wanted to start from man all the shadows and all dark places, giving that courage that only the truth can give, and it is possible for him in consequence to find that peace which will transfer, as it were, while yet in the realm of the flesh, transfer him into the realms of the spirit, in mind and in nature, to make man truly a spiritual being while yet in the material body. And means he can do that gradually and infiltrate this into all people, gradually in all the world. There will come changes, and the time of earth will change, and the outlook of men will change, and peace, true peace, will come. We have great, great, great ideas. We know how great they are, and at the same time how difficult they are to interpret and to make people expect to understand. But where there is faith, where there is courage, where there is love, where there is this cooperation, which I find here, it is possible.
Well, I hope so. It's a great pity all the scientists on your side, for instance, without the agency of a human being, cannot discover something that will enable all of you to get into contact with people from the earth.
Well, that is something, of course, which they have been hoping for a very long time. I think that eventually they must come to that, but I do not think it can be yet.
No, I don't suppose yet, because if one does it through a human agency, there's always suspicion in the minds of the human beings. You understand what I mean?
I can't obviously, but I do say this, whatever may happen, whatever may be discovered, whatever may be brought about by scientists, I do not think that it can ever be quite the same as it is in the human element, with the human contact. I know you can say that scientists can actually make and build machines that will make it possible for communication to become a fact. I would not think that will be solved, but I think it will be through the spiritual power of man and not just the material side. Because the scientist works on the material aspect, he works on the material basis in all his inventions and all his experiments. It will only be done, and maybe there is a difference between the spiritual scientist in this side and not the material one.
That's what I mean.
There are many material scientists on this side, madame, who have no consideration at all for spiritual welfare.
On your side?
Yes. There are scientists who are clinging to the earth, who are concerned, and indeed many are helping scientists on your side, for these forces, for destruction, rather than for good. You see, madame, you must remember and realize that there are good and bad. And the scientists, by their very nature, quite often, are so materialistic in their approach to everything, and that in consequence they do not immediately change their criteria. And they are so intrigued and fascinated with the possibilities around and about them in their astral life and astral condition, that they willingly and joyfully cling to scientists on earth and hate them and give them impressions and ideas to work on.
Yes.
And they are not always good.
No. HGV is quite rotten.
HGV is a very, very remarkable woman.
Yes.
She may sometimes give a wrong impression of herself because she has always been impatient with fools.
Yes.
You know, she has always been the woman who has been attacked and been fishing.
Well, I like her very much.
She is a very great soul.
Yes.
And when she is speaking, when she is communicating, when it is with souls on this side, on those spheres, or perhaps even coming here to speak to you, she is a great one.
Yes.
A great woman.
Yes.
But she sometimes, because she cannot have the sense that she draws this work in particular, she cannot sometimes take on some part of our own stuff, because she is so much more conscious than most people of all the old selves. And also sometimes the old selves, they so affect her that sometimes she is a changed woman. You know, it's explored according to conditions.
Yes.
She can be quite a different personality at different times according to the condition under which she's functioning. There are certain spheres, I have no doubt, that she could give a very different impression to what she would give of herself on another sphere. But this is something that she has learned, indeed, which many of us have learned, that we can draw upon memories of our souls, our saints, and they can assert themselves, or at least that part of the old self can assert its personality upon of present and
old
self. It is very difficult to explain to people about astral shares,
oh,
to contain astral memories.
Oh, she has.
But she has good knowledge of this. Indeed, she is one of my great helpers.
I know. I've
read. She gave me instruction and guidance, and she used to get very impatient with me.
Big vision, really, was she?
Oh, she looked upon me as a child, which, of course, in a way, I was.
Yes.
It was not that I was not eager to learn, but I think it took me quite a while to shake off my old sense of the earth.
Yeah.
There was so much in my, there were so many thoughts, so many thousands of people's thoughts, things upon me, that it affected me very much. And I'm not suggesting that I was up back, but I was very much affected by this constant flow of thought forms in the earth, and possibly to some extent being human, I was battered, and it had some effect upon me, and did stand to some extent in the way of my progress. I would not like to suggest by that that I did not appreciate the kindness and the force of the others that was sent out to me, and that in itself did help me, but also at the same time, it was a kind of self. A barrier, because it made me feel that the earth world needed me more than perhaps in a sense it really did. You know, it was a strange feeling, when a person passes from the world to this, it becomes the individual of what's changed.
Yeah.
It's a difference. Like, in my case, I was really young. I had just reached the 6th grade and was beginning to benefit from 6th grade. I'd had my disappointments in my personal life, and I was beginning to sort of, beginning to make, as it were, something of my life. So I was trying to mould my life, and I thought that I was beginning to sort of sort myself out. I think I had even from a station, sorting my material affairs out correctly, and I was beginning to sort of, and now I realise this, I didn't realise this much at the time, but I realised that I had put things in their proper category and given their proper work. In other words, I was evolving in the material sense. Not in a bad sense.
Yeah.
I was beginning to appreciate the right things, learning what to do and what not to do. And I think that was the step I had to. It was all very nice, it was very flattering, and I was in so many different ways beginning to feel more satisfied, if you like, with myself, which I suppose is the way to put it. And I realized now that that was not perhaps the right thing. Although for me at the time it probably was right. The whole point is that I was just beginning to live, I suppose, looking at it in the material sense. But I also learned something like about communication. I was not an avid reader, but I had read a good deal of the subject. I'd become very intrigued by it. I discovered that I had 90 pounds myself.
You did automatic writing, didn't
you? It was not perhaps as good as it could have been, but I didn't have the time to develop these things. But I did discover that I had it back in
my
possession of the book. And when you are very sensitive, you get hurt very often. And I was very happy. But as I say, I was beginning to sort myself out, beginning to understand a little more of what life was all about, beginning to appreciate many things before I did not appreciate, and becoming, shall we say, more of a stable person. And then, of course, I was in and I come here, and I felt a little resentful. But that is all in the past. I'm not concerned much with the past. I'm concerned with the present and the future. And the future happiness of all that I can help, every soul that I can help. And I feel that I've been very blessed, that I've been so grateful for all the love that has been showered upon me. I feel I must do everything that we need. I feel I want to do everything I can to help in any way I can.
Yes, I'm sure. And
you know, I'm very amused with you.
What?
Well, I think you are one of the few women that I've ever met who is not interested in me. And it's so funny, because I like it, you know. Most of these other people who get them, they are very sweet to me, I'm very kind, and I love them very much in different ways. But you could not tell how you would explain your modern term. I hear the medium say, he could not tell the less. I think that is so funny. But for a long time I said to myself, I'd so much like to come to speak to this lady, this person, you know, about her. But I could go, well, she's interested in me, and she has her own friends.
Oh, yes.
And your friend, Frederick, he said to me one day, you must go speak to Rosa because she is very sweet and very kind, which of course I knew already. But he said, she will understand you better than all those other city women. I said, well, you should not say that about the 2,000 city women that you've gone with, because after all, they are very kind and they are very, very good, you know.
Yes.
You know, he's a very funny man. And he says, well, Rosa, she will not be like these other people. Then I say to him, well, after all, isn't your daughter a very pretty woman too, you know? She's crazy about you. Well, that's all right. You're going to talk to her. She's not crazy about you, so that's all right. I think that's no joke. But after a long time, I think, well, first one day I will just go and say a few words to your
mother.
And then I feel as if I almost, well, how do you say, one of the family.
Yes, of course.
But, you know, I have tried very hard to help, and I feel that in many ways he has been very good, very sufficient. And I feel that the greatest work, Rosa, is yet to come. I am confident that the greatest work is yet to be done. I want my book written. I don't want it to be written as a bit about me, but I want the book to be written because this book will convey a great deal to a great many people and do a great deal of good. I'm not concerned if my name is ever mentioned in the book. I don't worry about that any more than Frederick would worry whether his name was mentioned. Because I can assure you that the more developed we become, the more we are experienced of life, the more we understand, the less important it is that we ourselves feel. We're not concerned about personalities and stuff in regard to what we're trying to do. We're only concerned with the truth that we can convey. And that is what really matters.
Well,
and some of these people, of course, they seem to think, well, names are so important.
Yes, and it will lie way off the earth, you know, I suppose.
Well, it is what you do, if I may say so, because you have an extraordinary, wonderful, I don't know how to put this in words, but you may have had, from what I can gather, you may have had many disillusions and disappointments in your life, like so many people do. Perhaps in some ways those have been harder to bear, but you have had the most wonderful, beautiful, the only word I can think, of spiritual love, which has gone not just in one short life, but through many lives. You may not yet be so lost, but I'm sure Frederick or others will. But the point is that there is this tremendous, wonderful union which has blessed you and which has given you, I'm sure, a great inner consciousness and happiness. But that the world, you know, people can live on the earth and they can be blessed in so many ways. They can have everything in a way that a world can offer, and that there can be absolutely the rest of a real spiritual love that outlasts time and body. And this is something that you have, which is a beautiful thing which nothing can destroy. In this you are most. I feel that you have got something that is beyond all price. It is indeed the true thing that makes life so wonderful. You may not seem at this moment materially as you are to understand it fully how coming, but when you come here, I can assure you that your joy and your happiness will be such that all the pain, all the suffering, all the unhappiness of life will disappear as it never existed for you. It will be forgotten in the moment of the true realization of this perfect love, which is beyond all time. And you know, it is something that few people have. When I say few people have, I think it's true to say that it is of course fundamental truth to say that this is something that can only come when it has been earned.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people cannot understand that and will not understand it. And the more material they are in their outlook, the more difficult it will be for them to know of it. But everyone who finds true love, a lasting love, and a peace which is beyond all expression of love, only comes when one has made it possible through time itself and often through bitterness and tears of this perfect love, this union which in itself completes the happiness of the human soul, comes through great tremendous suffering, often through ill times, but you have achieved this. I'm sure that it is that will tell you that he does not want to tell you. I don't know. All I can tell you is that I know, I recognize it, and I have not got it myself. But as for me, that one day will come.
Well, I hope it will, okay.
I have seen many people, and we must always remember, madame, those that are all manner of forms of happiness. A man may be happy in so many different ways, but there is one true happiness which never changes, and that is the perfect love which nothing can destroy. One may have love for all manner of things and people, but it can often change, and it does, according to the conditions and the variations of life. But this is something that nothing takes from you. It is yours. And you will have to make it so. You may not even know of this. You may not be conscious of it. Sometimes you and others may teach you. Sometimes you may feel even crossed in yourself, with yourself and with people, and within yourself, who knows. But this I do know, that there is a perfection which in itself is a tremendous achievement. Don't worry and don't be too concerned if sometimes you feel bereft of many things. But one thing you can be assured of, that you have found perfect and love, and nothing can ever take away from you unless you have earned it.
Thank you.
It is a good thing in your world. I have experienced myself making, and it is not given to me to find that perfect human, that perfect oneness. It is the blending of souls which in itself makes the completeness. Everyone is searching, but so many people are searching for what they just do not realize. It's good for them.
Yes.
I mean, we search and we struggle to find, but if you find, but you have gone through many incarnations that you have no doubt been through, and it has been a labor of love and sacrifice, that the ultimate joy compensates for everything. This one day you will know, this one day you will understand, and one day you will have, I'm sure, look back for a short time until many phase of these things of earth. You look back on that and be grateful for all its manifold things, all its manifold complexities, all its disillusionments and disappointments. You'll be grateful for the tears that have been shed, because by these things you have found and you have achieved. I suppose in some measure you can all do that, but there are very few who will be able to do it with a full realization that they have made it possible to leave forever all these things which seem to suggest the mother soul, and you will have found the perfect peace, the only love, true love and understanding to bring. You are, I'm sure, going to find a blessing that few will find. You must, for little longer, in the path of the earth, and in those few years that may be left for you, from what I can gather, you will have opportunities. I know that you will not fail yourself or fail those that you love, but this I do know, that what you are doing and what you have done, the merit, that reward, though you have not suffered before, the merit, that reward which you shall just do, the perfect oneness and harmony of love. But him who has been so long linked with you in so many ways that when you are entwined in that perfect whole, then you will know that you have reached the goal that was set a long, long time ago when men met first stirred within you and you first began to be a human being. You will know, you will understand, gradually these things go past each one, which you have reached that peak. From that peak you ascend to the eventually in the spheres into greater heights of illumination, and he will be your constant companion. He may tease you for the moment. He may say things to you that sometimes makes you a little cross. But the moment is done deliberately. He has his reasons. But I'm telling you this because I recognize this perfect love, and that, to my way of thinking, is the greatest form of development of human souls. We seek many things in many lives, but the one thing that remains forever and makes life tolerable and understandable, which makes life itself a reality, is perfect love. And this perfect love, sure, did I think that our mother is your great technique, and you yourself, unless made it possible.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful
thing. Because I want you to be happy.
Thank you.
But at the same time, if I may come right down, bang, to the earth, I want you to be sensitive.
Why? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
There are some people who cannot see not an inch before her nose. Matter how long it is. These people, they are in their own way good folks.
Yes.
They do not weep for them if they do not understand. In God's good time, they will begin to speak and to seek and eventually find. It is not to be today, it may be tomorrow. It will be not tomorrow, it may yet come. Perhaps 3 years hence. But for every man, there is a time, and that is the case. Be content in that. One can only serve as one is allowed to serve. One can only do as much as one is allowed to do. You can do what you do, but do not create within yourself unhappiness if your efforts sometimes you miss. Be patient with others than you are with yourself. Mm-hmm. If you are more patient with others than you are with yourself, I think you are. But this I assure, you can only do what you can do. Don't be too deeply for the sores and the unhappiness of the world. I would not suggest that you should not feel for the world. One must. But do not weep too deeply. For while they are weeping, while they are suffering, they are learning. And indeed we all have had to learn through suffering, through sorrow, through unhappiness. You understand when you should learn this. If you can help here, but sometimes remember that it is our way, that you one must carry or die a cross. You have carried a cross, as I know for a long time, but soon that cross will be taken from you, and that love which will form to survive will give to you its reward. Don't worry, be patient. Mm-hmm. Is yourself for your life. Mm-hmm. It's happy for me that I must be to you because you are so kind and so understanding. And you have the realization of this. And I don't want always to make a little stuff like that. I mean, I don't want you to be. I will often come.
Oh, please do.
But I like to occasionally.
Yes.
But you must. And yes. You don't like my kitchen, I don't mind. Let's go now, please.
Well,
goodbye, and God bless you, Rosa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rudy. God bless you, too, and carry on with your best work.
And of course, I love from everyone here. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, that's beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
I'm
blue. What? Mr. I'm blue.
Why? So funny.
I would have asked for a while and thought we'll come tonight.
Did you?
No, no, I didn't.
Very nice.
Oh, beautiful. That's what I've heard of staying.